Good evening, listeners. This is your girl, Tigress Queen, and welcome to Inspiration Thursday right here on Tigress Corner Talk Radio, where yours truly will give you just a little morsel of motivation and a big bowl of encouragement for the next 10 to 15 minutes to get you through the rest of your work week, which is actually only one more day, and just to get you started on your weekend. So this edition of Tigress Corner Talk Radio is brought to you by Tigress Lane Enterprises, in association with Blog Talk Radio Network. So take a quick break and sip on this big bowl of inspiration soup for this goal. Tonight is Thursday, March the 26th, 2015. And I know that we normally do Inspiration Tuesday, but hey, I decided to go ahead and change it up just a little bit for you this evening. So tonight we're going to talk about faith. And I'm going to use just a few scripture references, as always, and as well as the definition of the word faith. So the first scripture reference comes from the NIV Bible, the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. The next verse is the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, that says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The third one comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 3, and that says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And lastly, from the King James Bible, the book of James, chapter 2, verse 17 says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Now, the definition of the word faith simply states complete trust or confidence in someone or something, strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Now, for those of us who were born and raised in church, we heard the word faith more times than we can remember growing up, and we still hear it today. Sometimes you hear the preacher say things like, have faith in God because he will never let you down, or your faith activates the manifestation of your blessings, or something like, faith without works is dead. For us church-born kids and grown-ups who were raised in church and still go to church on a regular basis or maybe even sometimes, the word faith is so embedded into our minds that we sometimes take it for granted. What do I mean by that, you ask? Well, whenever we run into a problem or life circumstance that we need for God to work out for us or where we need a supernatural blessing or a miracle, the first thing out of our mouth is, well, I'm just going to have faith and have faith in God because I know he'll come through or I know he's already worked it out for me. Well, saying those words have, in my opinion, become like nature to us, so much so that it rolls off our tongue like water, and there's one big problem with that. Sometimes we don't actually mean it, and we don't do anything to activate our faith while we're waiting on God to work the situation or circumstance out in our favor. I don't know about you, but I know that I'm guilty of this sometimes. Sometimes I'll say those very same things to myself. I'll say, oh, I know God has already worked it out for my good, or I know God won't let me down, and things like that. But then my actions contradict my words, because then if something doesn't work out in the time frame or in the way that I need it or want it to work out, then fear and doubt and apprehension begins to creep in, and then every once in a while I might even find myself giving into it in some ways. And I'm sure you guys do that too from time to time. And that contradicts our words. It contradicts the words that we say when we say we have faith in God and we know he's going to work it out for us. Now, let's look at it from a practical standpoint. Most of us were taught growing up by our parents and loved ones that we can accomplish anything we set our minds to as long as we believe in ourselves or have faith in our gifts, our abilities, and our talents to accomplish our goals and dreams. That's great and wonderful to hear that, but in a lot of cases, we were never taught how to have faith in ourselves, or that sometimes we're going to hit roadblocks and stumbling blocks along the way that will test our faith in ourselves and our abilities. I've learned to call these things faith blocks. to learn that not every roadblock we face on our journey is the devil trying to block us from our blessing or distract us from our purpose. Sometimes those roadblocks are just faith blocks to measure our level of faith. You see, it's easy to have faith in yourself or in God when things are going smoothly and the road is block-free, but sometimes it's necessary for us to hit what I like to refer to as faith checkpoints along the way. Trust me, as I'm telling you this, I'm also speaking to myself because we're human and we experience human emotion. We can have all the faith in the world when things are going right, but as soon as the going gets tough, we want to get upset, we want to get scared, we might want to get angry, and we even ask ourselves things like, why can't anything ever go smoothly for me without any complications or bumps in the road? I know I'm guilty of this myself. Well, guess what? Just like driving down a street or a highway, no road is ever bump-free or pothole-free or completely straight. It's the same way with life. I have to remind myself of this as well. We have to apply the same action with life that we do with driving. We automatically know and expect that there are going to be bumps and potholes and curves on the street when we're driving in our cars, but driving anyway because we have a destination to get to. And we have faith in knowing that if we keep driving, we'll eventually get there, right? Well, it's the same with life. If we keep moving and keep driving over life's bumps, curves, and potholes, we'll eventually get through it and reach our destination. So you see, James chapter 2, verse 17 doesn't just apply to Christians, it applies to everyone. Faith without works is dead. In other words, no matter what it is that we do, we must do what it is we have in our power and capability in doing and let the higher power handle the rest. Because faith plus works equals results. You can't have faith that you're going to lose 10 pounds if you don't put in the work, like exercising, eating right. You can't have faith that you're going to pass a college exam if you don't study. And you can't have faith that your car is going to automatically get you to work every day if you don't get in and drive it. Faith is activated by works, and your works cannot be truly effective without faith. They go hand in hand. And result is the manifestation of your faith and working together. Key word being working together, or I should say key words there. But because trying to use one without the other would be in vain and redundant. So whether it's faith in yourself and your abilities, or whether it's faith in God, or both, you can't get through this life and you can't accomplish your daily tasks, and you can't accomplish your life goals and dreams without doing both of these things. So the moral to all of this is having faith is not just an action or a religious thing. It's a way of life. Be careful not to take it lightly or for granted, because somewhere along the way, you will come to your faith checkpoint to see just how much or how little you have. You will also realize just how much more work you still have to do in order to reach your destination and fulfill your purpose. Give a time out of your work and tuning in with me tonight. It is always my goal to inspire and encourage you to keep pressing on just a little while longer, because there is a blessing waiting for you at the finish line of your circumstance. Now, if you like what you hear, you can follow us, as always, on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/tigersqueen, and you can listen to this episode as many times as you want, or you can listen to any previously recorded archived episodes on our show page. You can also follow me personally at on Twitter, actually, at tigresslane_CEO, or on Instagram at tigressqueen. You can also leave your comments on Tigress Corner Talk Radio show page or on our general voicemail of Tigress Lane Enterprises by calling toll-free at 888-587-3359. And as always, folks, you can still send us a text message, whether it's me or for my co-host, at area code 347-769-9274. And just remember, text messaging rates may apply with your wireless carrier. And lastly, for more information and related links on Tigress Lane Enterprises, visit the company webpage at tigrislaneenterprises.web.com from your laptop or your desktop computer. We are currently working on a mobile-friendly version of our company website, so that way you can visit our company page while you're on the go from your tablet or your cell phone. So if you tried to tune in last week for Inspiration Tuesday or for one of our usual Friday night 30-minute episodes, I do apologize if you didn't see any current episodes listed there from last week. It's only because we decided to just take a week off and recharge and regroup. And I know you guys can relate. Sometimes when you work really hard, because we all three of us on the show, we have a lot of other things going on outside of Tigress Corner Talk Radio, so we just needed to recharge and regroup, and I'm sure you guys understand that. But we are back, and we are ready to go, so keep tuning in, and tune in this Friday for another fun-filled and informative 30-minute episode, where, as always, I will be joined by my wonderful, crazy, and hilarious co-host, Smooth Caramel Mr. Carl D. and Silky Milk Mike J. So, until next time, folks, please go forward in love, peace, and have a little faith. All right? Good night.